Hello there, I'm Femi Okay.
And I'm Catherine Lanford. Now, to date, NASA plans to send probes to the moon in hopes of future exploration. But there's a little thing called their budget that might make their hopes more earthbound. We're going to go now to Miles O'Brien. He is a freelance science and aviation reporter, and we always love to talk to him about things in space. Hey, Miles.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, first of all, tell me about NASA's financial problems.
Well, NASA's in a bad way. NASA's been told to go back to the moon. President Bush announced that back in January of 2003, this new vision for space exploration after the space shuttle. But the money has not materialized to allow that to happen in a reasonable period of time. So can you get to the moon on a shoestring is a big question. And at NASA right now, there's no good answer except to say it's going to take longer. And the longer time it takes, the longer we're going to have this gap between the space shuttles, which will retire at the end of 2010, and whatever is next.
All right. Now, President Obama unveiled the federal budget last month. He ordered a review of a particular rocket that NASA had hoped to have on launch pads by 2015. Now, this rocket has been amassing quite the history. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. On this day where this mission to the moon is about to go, which is sort of the beginning of this next era for NASA, there's a commission that is scrubbing NASA's plans right now, headed by an aerospace executive, Norm Augustine, which is going through this plan literally down to the most minute detail and trying to decide whether this Ares rocket family that is currently in the works is the right way to go. There's a lot of debate over this right now, and of course, the longer there is debate, the bigger that gap will be and the more the delays will be. The question is Ares the right way to go? Is it time now to switch to a different rocket design that might actually be faster and less expensive?
Hey, if there are space fans out there who are worried that NASA might get defunded, I mean, it used to be that would have been unthinkable.
Well, yes, it would have been, and we're in an era now where it's not a given anymore, and there is a lot of concern that NASA is at this really important and difficult crossroads and doesn't have the kind of support it needs to figure out what is next after the space shuttle. Space shuttle is going away. We know that. The question is there support in Congress? Is there support among the American people to continue a human-piloted space program in this country? A lot of people, I'm sure, don't really realize that the shuttle's going to go away and the U.S. astronauts will have to ride on Russian rockets to go to the International Space Station for 5, 6, maybe 7 years. The question is, do we want to spend the money to continue putting U.S. astronauts in space? And I'm not sure there's been a resounding answer from the American people or Congress.
All right. And let's just focus on what's happening today, the mission
today. Well, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and its twin spacecraft, Lunar Crater Observation Sensor, will head off to the moon. The LRO will spend a year mapping the moon, looking for suitable landing sites, looking for the possibility of ice crystals. And its twin will actually crash into the moon in the fall, kick up some dust in a deep crater that is shadowed and we can't really see, and in that dust they may be able to see some ice crystals.
Okay, I was just going to say, we're going to have our own crash landing here. Thanks a lot, Miles O'Brien. He is a freelance science and aviation reporter, and he's our go-to guy for things in space.
Is there life on Mars?
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.